Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantarita! It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get our minds off it for the next 2 hours as we welcome you into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 following Blitz and Fred Fowler. Well, we do know one thing. Boca Juniors clinched the Argentinian Primera Division title with a 1-0 win over Gimnasia. And guess who comes off the bench to provide the dramatics? Carlos Tevez. La Bombonera going wild. Boca Juniors end up winning the Argentine title. It's their 34th. But football shut down. Everything shut down. It's all come to a grinding halt. I just want to check in right now with producer Andrew Carlson. Andrew, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm not shut down, so that's a positive. But that's about the only positive we've got going on in the sports world right now, Glenn. It's kind of unfortunate how everything's turned out over these past few weeks.
Yeah, so I've been preoccupied today. So tell me, what have the guys been talking about today outside of, you know, Tom Brady and, well, I guess you got DeAndre Hopkins as well. Those were two pretty hot topics today, I would imagine.
Well, the city is still ready to burn down NRG Stadium and have Bill O'Brien's head on a spike after what happened with DeAndre Hopkins yesterday, as you alluded to. But outside of that, it's just a whole bunch of NFL free agency because that's really the only sports news that we've got going on. Like you said, everything else in the world of sports has grinded to an absolute and complete halt.
Yeah, it's grinding to a halt, and you know, it may grind to a halt for Aubameyang at Arsenal because apparently Barcelona is setting their sights on him, your famed Arsenal. How would you feel about that if Aubameyang left?
I would be upset because he's been arguably the best player this club has seen, at least in terms of goal scoring since Robin Van Persie left for Manchester United. And anytime you lose a player of that caliber, that's a massive blow to the club. But at the same time, he's been a fantastic servant of the club for the 2.5 years that he has been here. He's done nothing in terms of putting a foot wrong and representing the club both on and off the pitch. And if he wants to go and Barcelona's willing to pay 70, 75 million pounds for him, I would say let him go, use that money, reinvest it, bring some more youth into the squad, and let Arteta really go full bore with the Project Youth and rebuilding the club from the ground up.
You know what? They need some people in upper management over there at Arsenal. We're about to send you over there once we get through this coronavirus. So look, I want to make something very clear here tonight. There is nothing that is more important than what is going on affecting all of our lives, and which has made our lives come to a grinding halt. I will not try to play doctor on this show like a lot of people are doing right now. What I will do is just repeat the obvious things. Washing your hands, social distancing, all the things that we should be doing. So I want to tell you a little bit of a story here because this is interesting. Before I do that, guest tonight, Tom Marshall. We have Juan Delgado, who's with Austin FC, just to kind of keep an eye on what's going on in Austin. He's been hired as the technical director of their youth academy. This is a guy who's been at Villarreal in Spain and Qatar as well. So that's an interesting interview that we'll have tonight. We're also going to hear from Dynamo president John Walker. I'm losing my voice here because of allergies. All right, so let's just talk about the kind of what's happening in our lives here. And again, I want to make sure that this doesn't sound like I'm soapboxing or pontificating. But everything, for the most part, in our lives have come to a grinding halt. Balance, composure, these types of things, not panicking, for me, is vital now. So I'm going to personalize this a little bit. And by the way, tonight I want to hear what you're doing. What you're doing in your lives. It doesn't have to be soccer. 713-780-3776. We are being tested, though. I don't think there's a question. This is a test for society. It is a crisis. It's a crisis I'm not sure anybody foresaw. I'm not sure how you could be prepared for this, but that's why it's called a crisis, I guess. We are not, for the most part, as human beings, used to being home and alone. Maybe older people, older set is, but for the most part, we're not used to being home and alone. Think about that seriously. If you panic now and you get hysterical, you are doing nothing to change the course of this crisis. In fact, those that panic, those that are hysterical, and we've all seen them, you might even have a family member, they're to be avoided. There's so many of them out in the public and on social media. They're ill-informed, and they're just blank stirrers, okay? They're not there for anything positive. They're just throwing stuff at the wall. Some of them are trying to cash in on a moment of crisis and seriousness as well, as far as the whole social media equation. Now, this is complicated. But you may be sitting at home tonight listening to this show with your family. You may be by yourself. But it is definitely a time to reflect. It's a time of opportunity also. Might be an opportunity to reconnect with your family, your children. Might be time to contemplate, practice some mindfulness, take advantage of the additional time you might have to focus on other things. I can tell you I'm doing things around my house. I've gotten organized. I've shredded a lot of papers. I've gotten my important papers all in one place so they're easily accessible. I know people that are painting their houses, reading, organizing, focusing on health and fitness, cooking. There's a lot of things you can do to use this time wisely. And believe me, I'm not downplaying people that aren't all of a sudden getting a paycheck, like all the people that work on our TV broadcast, producers, directors, cameramen, all the great stage managers I personally get to work with, all the support staff on these things, people that are at stadiums. They're hurting. We're all losing money, but they're hurting. And if they're living paycheck to paycheck, it's even more difficult. But time like this for me, and this is what I've been thinking about while I've been here, it can be used wisely in this hiatus from the real world. I'm making sure, whether this lasts 2 months, 4 months, 4 weeks, I'm taking advantage of this time. I'm not going to be, oh, woe is me. I'm putting health and hygiene first. But then with all this time, I'm making sure that I'm going to use it for a good benefit. For some people, it might just be resting because you push so hard. But our behavior now is going to be critical. And it's critical behavior in that you got to be a little selfless. And that includes looking at the people to the right and left of you. It might be a time to serve others. And serving others might come simply in the form of being disciplined and staying away from others. That in itself is responsible and considerate. So I'm going to take you into a story about my nephew. His name is Khan. He was in Italy. He came back from Italy, started feeling bad. Immediately, self-quarantined. Day landed straight to his apartment in New York City. Finally got the test. It took, I think, 2 days to get the results back. And he tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, this is a big, strong, fit guy. He's in his 30s. So he's just sitting there day by day, probably trying to work as well. And then all of a sudden, he got a little bit of, not super serious, but he got a little bit of slight labored breathing. And he said, well, I'm going to err on the side of caution. I'm going to go to the hospital. And he had to spend the night, and they found out he had pneumonia. Now, I don't know if this is a byproduct of coronavirus, whatever. But when I sit here, and he's doing well, by the way. That's the good news. He's doing well. When I sit here and think of what he did, though, I'm proud of his choice to self-quarantine and not put other people at risk. And that's where, you know, you got to be bigger. You got to take control of the situation. Now, the elderly comes into it with me and many, many people, right, that are my age, because we're baby boomers. And if you still have parents alive, they're elderly. They're in their 80s and 90s. Mine are in their 90s, believe it or not. My dad was a Marine veteran, Okinawa. They both have dementia. They're at huge risk. And in fact, my father cut his finger, so he's already got an infection, trying to move a chair. But they also have dementia, which anybody who knows dementia, and I know a lot of you out there do. And by the way, these are stories that are not unique to anybody. I'm just telling my personal ones here tonight, which I don't normally do. Because I think there's happy endings to all these things, but there are worries. But dementia patients, hygiene is not a priority. They think they've showered, they haven't. It's rough. And then you got caretakers, and caretakers are worried about getting ill too. So the elderly are at a huge risk here. I love what's being done as far as allowing them to shop earlier, because we should take care of our elders. But my simple message is this is clearly a time where being concerned about others is important. And my hope is that we realize this. I think we do. I see a lot of great things going on. I think at the end of the day, this is going to be a great story of unification and unity at a time when we need it. Simply getting groceries for a neighbor might make a big difference. Didn't mean to soapbox here. I've always tried very hard to keep my personal life out of the show because, frankly, I don't think you really care that much about it. And it's about football that we love. So we're going to open the phone lines up tonight. You can talk about whatever you want. What are you doing at home right now? How you feeling? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What are you doing in this down period? You heard a couple of the things that I'm doing. I'm getting up every morning and doing an hour and a half bike ride, which is not good for allergies, but I have been, just because it's a routine. I like some routine. Maybe you're out in the backyard with your kids. Maybe you're playing a mini World Cup tournament in your backyard, or your son or daughter is playing in the house. Knock down the beautiful Waterford Crystal, or broke something. But what is filling the void of a lack of football right now? And is it even on your mind? I'm very curious to hear that. 713-780-3776. MLS, the Dynamo, Premier League, it's all shut down. All the top European leagues, there's nothing going on. Are you enjoying the break from the game, maybe? You tell me. We want to hear from you tonight. Get your take on life without football and the other things that are impacting you right now. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. Some might want to talk about if Liverpool should be crowned champions. I've got some information on what's going on there as well that we will bring to you tonight on the show. 713-780-3776. So postponed NCAA tournament. That one kind of really got it going. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Marty. Marty, on line six. Marty, what's happening?
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. How are you? Is this Marty Hensley?
Yes, sir.
Wow, what a blast from the past. How are you, Marty?
I'm doing fantastic. I was just calling to check in and tell you how thankful we are for you to be on the air and to share your story with your about you and your nephew. We appreciate it. Thank you for doing everything you do.
Well, I mean, I think it's a night where, you know, you kind of, if you're a guy running a radio show, you know, you're kind of thinking, yeah, soccer's pretty trivial right now, isn't it? Although we do know globally how much it affects people and their spirit, and spirit's important right now. And I know you have children, right? Do you play out in the yard with them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My oldest daughter is a junior in high school, and she is a soccer player at the local high school here. And I have not been able to get my son or my youngest daughter to be interested in it, but that is not for lack of effort, that's for sure.
Shoot, they would have had the perfect example of there of a hard tackling, good marking center back in Marty Hensley.
That's a compliment, very, very well taken. Thank you very much for saying that. I chalk it up to good coaching.
I was lucky to be around your team for a little while, and then I was as lucky as all you guys were. So that was a lot of fun, and a lot of talented guys, and a lot of good young guys that have gone on to do good things. Marty, anything else you want to say?
No, I hope everybody's doing well. I live on the Katy area, and I hope you don't mind me giving a shout-out, Coach, but if there's anything anybody needs out here, we're mobile. We can pick up whatever you need. If there's any elderly or anybody that's not able to go get medicine or food or anything like that, please reach out. My name's Marty Hensley. I'm pretty easily reachable. I'd be more than happy to take care of you guys.
Wonderful, Marty. That's a great thing to extend to everybody, and thank you very much for calling in tonight. What a nice surprise.
Hey, Coach, great talking to you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon, all right? Have a great day.
Please do. You too. All right, let's keep this going. That's great from Marty there. 713-780-3776. That's what we need, people that are willing to help each other, and I know a lot of that's going on. 713-780-3776. Let's go to George on line 5. George.
Hey, Glenn. Big fan of the show, big fan of soccer. I just wanted to, apologize. I'm one of those people that's still working. I'm very grateful to have the continued income.
Good.
I'm lucky to be in a job where there's not a lot of human interaction. So my hopes and thoughts and prayers are with everybody who's severely impacted. Speaking to, like, the lack of soccer, I have a large family, like, in Italy, and, of course, their soccer's a much bigger priority, and they're on a complete lockdown. It's been nice. The information age makes it easy for us to talk quite a bit, and it's funny to see what they're doing to distract themselves. I'm sure you've seen the people singing on balconies, and for my family, a lot of them are cooking and not stockpiling, but kind of prepping, you know, food to share with their neighbors. And it's, I think the big loss for me with soccer specifically, but sports in general, is I love, that's like my escape for idealism. Like, while people are playing sports, they're typically not, you know, you can forget about everything else, all of, you know, greed or, you know, emotion. You're just, you know, trying to strive for a team goal. And I'm hoping that maybe, you know, an enhanced sense of empathy and some real significant goals as a society, you know, right now when crises happen, I'm hoping that that's what we fill that gap with. But, I'm happy you guys are still on the air. I hope you can maintain that, you know, being on the air with the absence of, you know, sports. But I'm just glad there's avenues to talk about this stuff.
George, that's a great phone call. Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. Best of luck to your family in Italy. That's very important. And thank you for calling in tonight.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that from George. And, yes, we're going to be on the air no matter what. We'll be on the air in Austin at 8 o'clock on Thursday. We'll be right back here next Tuesday at 7. 713-780-3776. How are you feeling right now? What are you doing with your family? Is it good not to have football and soccer right now in your life? Or do you have children? Or are you playing in the backyard? You got small-sided games going? You playing one-on-one in the living room? Tell us what's going on tonight. What's on your mind? We'd love to hear from you. 713-780-3776. Remember to wash your hands, social distancing. These are all good things to practice, not only for yourselves, but in respect for those around you. We're going to take a break here. It's all shut down. Italy shut down. By the way, Juventus defender Daniele Rugani tested positive very early. This is Andrew Carlson's song. He apparently is a Duran Duran fan. I don't know how that's possible because he wasn't born. This show, as always, brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com is the number. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls at 713-780-3776. Hashtag Daspit Law.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. NCAA basketball, the Frozen Four, the College World Series. Euro 2020 postponed until 2021. That creates problems with the women's Euros. Copa America postponed till 2021. Copa Sudamerica. Valencia, 35% of their squad in Spain testing positive for the coronavirus. As we all know, Mikel Arteta, the Arsenal manager, tested positive. Chelsea's Callum Hudson-Odoi. MLS postponement now. 30 days. Now, game day operations is important. MLS is trying to play their whole schedule, so we'll see what's going to happen there. If I'm taking a guess from the outside here, we're talking June. I hope I'm wrong. U.S. Soccer Federation, Mexico canceling all their friendlies. Germany, Italy, Spain, England, all shut down. This is all stuff you know. Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, MotoGP, the Masters, you name it. It shut down. Bars and restaurants shutting down. Andrew, you just had an interesting thing that HEB is doing. I think we need to give them a shout out.
So HEB is doing a really cool thing where essentially they recognize the need for extra work during this time period. So they've got some extra hours lying around with all the stuff and onus that's being put on them to supply for a whole lot of Texas. So what they're doing is they're basically saying, hey, if you guys need temporary jobs while this pandemic is sort of going around, we will offer you that temporary work to help get you through this time period.
That's a good one. Way to go, HEB. You know, you get Houston does step up. You said that to me during the break. They certainly step up in a time of need. By the way, the World Health Organization is criticizing the Mexican president, Obrador, for apparently suppressing statistics and good health practices. Now, remember, Liga MX was one of the last to shut down, and we're going to have Tom Marshall of ESPN FC on in the second hour to talk about what took it so long and why. The other big issue is out there is, should Liverpool be crowned the champions? And we're going to be in the longest suspension of the game since World War II. I don't think there's any question there. All right. He wants to talk some Manchester United. Nick, you're on the I'm not sure what line you're on, but you are on Soccer Matters, sir.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
Man, I want to talk Manchester United. And off of one of your other points, no, Liverpool should not be given the title. You have to earn that. Really sucks what's going on with the corona right now. Just really sucks that Manchester United was coming on so strong and doing so well with the new accusation. Bruno Fernandes, everything is looking so swell, and then now we just have to wait. It really sucks. I hope we get top five or top four to make Champions League. Good wishes to all those suffering. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, Nick, thank you very much. So there's a big fan of Manchester United. Manchester United just extended Matic's contract through 2021. And, of course, United now in fifth place on 45 points. And, yes, they were on the upswing, no question. Some things coming in place. Now, certainly the Bruno signing, as Nick aptly pointed out, I think became that sort of player, that fulcrum that lifted everybody, gave everybody additional confidence. All of a sudden, Harry Maguire looks like a bigger presence now to me. Took him a long time to get there, and maybe that's just because of the, you know, joining a club like Manchester United from Leicester. But these young guys like Daniel James and some of the younger players, they need the pressure taken off of them to thrive and accelerate their player development with guys like Bruno, Harry Maguire, Matic. So now all of a sudden, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's seemingly got the club going in the right direction, and he's been criticized by even his own former teammates. And let's not forget, 2-0 winners over Manchester City. And before you tell me about all the dominant possession, I'm going to tell you about Bruno's idea to Anthony Martial. I'm going to tell you about McTominay's brilliant goal. And I'm going to tell you that Manchester City in the goalkeeping department with Ederson was an absolute nightmare and cost them that game. On the other hand, even though they had all that possession in the Mancunian Derby, I think United protected David De Gea quite well, and we don't know what De Gea's future is either. 713-780-3776. What are you doing to deal now with this additional time at home? It's a different place for a lot of us. It's a test. As I mentioned in my opening monologue, it's a test. No one knew how to be prepared for this. How disciplined will you be? And will you stay home and think of others? Panic is not going to do anybody any good, which I've seen enough of that. Panic, hysteria, that's the person in a boat that drowns you. We're looking for people that provide solutions, and I think it's just about staying calm, sitting back, listening to the experts. The head of infectious diseases that comes on the news on a lot of different shows, that's the guy I'm listening to. 713-780-3776. We've had some good calls. What are you thinking about right now? How are you spending additional time at home? Now, many of you are working from home. Are you reconnecting with family a little bit more? Are you reflecting? How are you taking advantage if you have this additional time outside of worrying about things? What are you doing? Home projects, family time, reading, organizing your house, painting your house like some people, cooking like in Italy. By the way, that was a great video. Did you see that video, Andrew, with the opera singer coming out?
Oh, I've seen all sorts of videos coming out of Italy. I've seen that one. I just love the camaraderie that's being shown between the communities over there. It looks fantastic.
Yep, yep. You got to be unified in these times. No panic. Behavior is critical. And being selfless is important. And that means being concerned about others. You might have an elderly neighbor. I have a good friend in Dallas who's helping an elderly neighbor out. It's good stuff. These are the times that you can rise. You can turn these into opportunities, quite frankly. And once we get through this, we're going to come back rip-roaring, that's for sure. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. As far as the sport of soccer, do you miss it right now? Or are you too preoccupied with what's going on? And if you have kids in the youth game, are they playing at home? Are they training at home? They should be doing that anyway, but now they have more time. They're not going to be around their structured training sessions. It's a great time to work with the ball. Who's doing that? 713-780-3776. Somebody send me a good story about their sons and daughters playing a mini World Cup in the backyard. Somebody call in with a good story like that. 713-780-3776 is the number. All right, so UEFA wants to complete all the domestic and European competitions by June 30th. The FA has confirmed this. Euro 2020 has been postponed. But the priority now, it seems, from all the governing bodies is domestic competitions. The Premier League wants to see confirmation Thursday from all 20 teams that this season will not be null and void and that they'll all be willing to make reasonable efforts to stage remaining round of games. It's dicey because what are you going to do with the teams that are going to be relegated? And we do have some sound with differing thoughts and opinions on if Liverpool should be handed the trophy. Who do we have on the line, Andrew? Christian, let's go to Christian. Christian, what's on your mind? You're on Soccer Matters.
Good evening, Glenn David.
Well,
how
Christian,
are you?
We have. It's good to know everything's okay.
Well, actually, I'm doing all right. I'm just, spending some time relaxing, hanging out with my 6-year-old nephew who into soccer himself, even though he's into other sports as well. But I'm just, trying to enjoy myself, knowing that things could be a heck of a lot worse. But, when it comes down to Major League Soccer and the NWSL, when it comes down to, how they're going to survive after this, pandemic blows over, do you think that when it comes down to their upcoming seasons that's obviously starting right now in the case of MLS, do you think that these, I mean, do you think that both of these seasons will mean something, will mean a lot more now, given the fact that, you know, people are going to find some type of interest in watching these games?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Now I can't tell you anything. I would say about when it's going to happen is probably speculation. What I hear a lot is it's June, but again, it all depends on what's going to occur here in the next, you know, 2 weeks and 3 weeks, next month. But look, I think when sports returns, it's going to be a very uplifting moment. But I think what's focus on now is the health of a country, people doing the right things, and getting ourselves out of this situation and supporting one another. And look, you got to go through some pain to get through this thing. It's scary. It's scary for a lot of people. It's very scary for the elderly. It's scary exactly. For me that a nephew has it, because you know what? Just because he's young doesn't mean he's not at risk of something serious happening. It doesn't seem to be affecting young people. But I just think it's all good reminders that you got to heed the warnings that people are giving you. I mean, stay away from others. Don't get in big groups of people. Make sure you're washing mm-hmm. your hands consistently. That's all I can mm-hmm. say. I don't want to sit here and play doctor. But, if and when it all comes back, it'll come back with people relieved, and but for the moment right now, it's about getting through this.
Yeah, and I feel sorry for you having to talk about your nephew and talk about your parents on air. I mean, I just hope that they, like the rest of the world, are trying to fight this as much as they can. I know that obviously most of us here in the Houston area are, even though there's only one case out of the Galveston County area. I mean, it doesn't pay much to be prepared. And you know what? I just hope that we can all get through this. And until then, I'll shut up and listen, and I will talk to you on social media at Glenn Davis, SOC.
All right. Christian, thank you very much for the heartfelt comments. And, I mean, look, there's lots of people that are going through real situations right now, no question. And we want to keep that a priority here. And again, I do not want to get into playing doctor here, but I'm just going to repeat what everybody's saying. That is, wash your hands, social distancing, be smart, take care of your families, take care of each others, and take care of the ones to the right and left of you. Taking a break here. Break is brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, they're going to get you covered. They're bilingual, 713-322-HURT, DaspitLaw.com. You might even drive an 18-wheeler. You work at a plant, and you need a personal injury attorney. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends, DaspitLaw.com. And a big thank you to John and his firm, because they're bringing soccer to you on the airwaves.
ESPN 97.5. Run, DMT. For you. Fresh. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
We've got great league management. They made the right decision.
Are you confident that the Premier League season will go ahead as of April the 4th?
None of us know. We'll see.
What happens if one or two of players contract this problem? And unfortunately, it's happened in the last 24 hours. So I can't see any alternative then to suspend it and see where we are in a few weeks.
As you may be aware, I had the virus for the last couple of days, which I've recovered from. I'm following the health guidelines and self-isolating myself from everybody for the week. I hope to see everybody soon, and hopefully be back on the pitch very soon.
We've made a decision as a league this morning, as owners, that play will be suspended temporarily. So Inter Miami will not be playing its home opener this Saturday on March 14th. We fully anticipate that we will play a full season this year.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Just some of the commentary from around the world. A lot of that was Premier League being shut down. And we've got some very, very interesting sound here. Before we get to the sound, though, about Liverpool, we do have both sides of the equation here. Some saying that Liverpool should be crowned the champions. Others saying no way, like Nick, who called in. But this is the longest suspension of the game since World War II. This is what we're facing. So at Soccer Matters GD on Twitter, we put out a couple of trivia questions. We're going to put out a few more tomorrow. We're going to answer them now. This former Hammer and England member played on three teams in the United States, including the San Antonio Thunder, Seattle Sounders, and Carolina Lightning. Who is he? The four choices were Alan Hinton, Bobby Moore, Jeff Hurst, Bob McNabb. 13% for Alan Hinton, 25% for Jeff Hurst, 0% for Bob McNabb, and most of you, very smart, 63%, the legendary Bobby Moore, who I played against. He was 42 years of age, so I got to play against him at 42. Just to be on the field with him was an honor. Next one we had was, which of these players did not score in the 1974 FIFA World Cup final? This was in Germany. It was Germany and the Netherlands. Was it Johan Cruyff, Johan Niskens, Paul Breitner, Gerd Müller? 7% said Johan Niskens. Wrong. Niskens hit from the penalty spot. 7% Paul Breitner. Gerd Müller, 20%, but the correct answer was Johan Cruyff, 67%. Last one was, who scored the vital goal against Trinidad and Tobago to send the United States men's national team to the FIFA World Cup 90 Italia? The four names we put up, John Harkes, Tab Ramos, Paul Caligiuri, Peter Vermees. 68% of you got it correct with Paul Caligiuri. You got to look up your U.S. history if you're U.S. fans. Tab Ramos coming second with 16%, but it was Paul Caligiuri with the shot around the world that so important. Another guy I got to play against when he was with the U.S. national team, so good stuff. So we thank all of you who are participating in that. We're going to put up some new trivia questions tomorrow at Soccer Matters GD. All right, let's run some sound from former Tottenham Hotspur, bit of a journeyman. He played at Wolves as well. Jamie O'Hara. Jamie O'Hara explaining that Liverpool must be crowned champions.
I think the only thing that they can do...
Right. And so this is the Jamie O'Hara theory.
This is my
right?
theory okay. on what should happen.
Right.
And I think that we're not going to play any more football this season.
No, I think you're right.
We're not going to be able to fit the games in. This virus, we need to get on top of it properly and seriously. And it's not going to be, let's start playing again in April. The only way for me for this to go forward and we can start next season is crown Liverpool champions.
Right.
Top four in the Champions League at this moment in time, get top four for next season. No one gets relegated. Leeds and West Brom come up.
Right.
And every other team that are in the top two or in the promotion spot come up.
Okay.
So everyone gets promoted, but no one gets relegated.
Everyone gets promoted. Okay.
Yeah, but everyone who's in a promotion spot at this moment, so Leeds, right. West Brom, I'm not sure about... The League One, League Two, but they go up, okay?
Right. Okay?
No one gets relegated.
Yeah.
So you have 22 teams in the Premier League next season.
Okay.
Five get relegated. Everyone's going to have to make compromises for this situation. And the season's not going to play out, Max. It's not going to finish. It's not going to finish. So they have to make a compromise and go, this is where it is.
Well, that's not what they're hoping on Thursday when all 20 teams will meet. The Premier League want to seek confirmation from all their teams that this season is not going to be null and void. They're going to have a vote on Thursday. They're going to be they want to know that all these teams will make a reasonable effort to stage the remaining rounds of game. Tony Adams, the former center back for Arsenal, one of the stars of the Invincibles, he had a very differing thought than Jamie O'Hara.
I think I'd like to stay in reality, and where I am in reality, I don't think you can make any decisions today. And I'm afraid I'm not going to speculate about, you know, if this happens and that happens and that, because who knows, you know, and I live in today. So what can we do today? You know, I don't think you can give the championship to Liverpool, and I don't think you can relegate three clubs or get Leeds promoted or West Brom. You know, it's not completed. We're living in today. We're just going to have to see what materialises and make educated decisions down the road. You know, I think if they cancel the Euros, there's an element of actually they can finish the Premier League, so that makes perfect sense to me. Hopefully that would be another scenario, maybe the next step. If he'd have it, you know, who knows?
Robbie Fowler, the former Liverpool man, he had this to say about if the season should go on.
You know, I think obviously with my Liverpool leg on, I'm obviously going to say yeah, but I think in theory, I think what we have got to do is look, I think the season has got to play out, regardless of how long we wait. I think you've just got to sort of like just bring the games back into it and just wait until the season can get going again. I think it's, I was saying before how unfair it is for not just the Premier League team, but even the teams coming up in the championship. So in all fairness, I think they should just play, just wait as long as it takes, then play the games. And look, if any season is going to be interrupted, it should be next season. Because everyone starts at a level playing field and everyone understands what the implications are then.
So that was Robbie Fowler. So a lot of different conversation on whether or not the Premier League should or should not continue to be played out. It's all speculation at this point and until we see what develops in the next couple of weeks. I mean, the Euros were canceled on purpose to give a larger bit of an area to fit in domestic league football in Europe. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776, the number to call in. What are you doing with additional time that you may have now due to the coronavirus? What are you doing at home with social distancing? Are you taking a break from the game? How's it affecting you? John Walker, Dynamo president, joins us now to talk a little bit about everything Dynamo at this moment.
Well, thanks, Glenn. It certainly is an interesting time for all of us. And, you know, we appreciate everybody being flexible as more information is released. You know, we're on calls. I'm on call several times a day with Major League Soccer and our technical staff and our business staff just to make sure we're all communicating with what the latest information is, not only from certainly first and foremost a safety and a health and well-being of everybody, but on the league and, you know, conversations that the league is having about training protocols, you know, PR strategies, and certainly, you know, discussion about, you know, when the season would start back up. And you know, it's still everybody, I think, as recently as today, it's still everybody's hope and anticipation that we can get in a full season in 2020. But, you know, as you know, things have been changing on a daily basis and may continue to do so. So, you know, we're trying to be flexible. We're trying to be nimble and at the same time be productive. We've been in communication with our fans, have several kind of neat things kind of teed up for the next couple of weeks while we know we won't be playing to keep our players engaged and you know, doing some fun things on social and just trying to stay connected with the community, you know, as best we can.
John, what's happening with training, and is there any expectation of when the players will come back? Are they on a training program at home? How does that work?
So they're all on a training plan at home. Actually, Darwin Quintero posted some footage today that we picked up and sent out via, you know, our Twitter account of him doing his workout in his backyard. And, you know, all the guys are in constant communication with our training staff on what it is that they should be doing to stay as sharp as they can. And, you know, our hope is that they'll be able to get back to training, you know, very soon. But again, we're taking our cues from MLS, which is certainly, you know, driving the conversation for the old league, and from local officials as well, you know, when it comes to keeping people safe and secure and not to put anybody in position where they're, you know, they're exposed or spreading the virus.
Big thank you there to John Walker, the president of the Houston Dynamo. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, Tom Marshall is going to join me. We're going to talk about Mexico's bizarreness in continuing to play in Liga MX. Took them longer to get things done down there. Central America and Brazil now shutting leagues down. A lot of players very upset about this. Miguel Layún was one who spoke out very heavily around the fact that Liga MX did not shut down, putting not only players but fans and people at risk. Not sure why it took so long down there. Tom is going to have some theories on that. Again, we thank John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsor, for calling in. Also, Juan Delgado, Boston FC, is their technical director on the academy side. He's going to join us a little bit later on, and we're going to get an idea of how they're looking at player development up at Austin FC as they will enter Major League Soccer in 2021. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll go to a break here presented by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Wash your hands, practice social distancing.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.